Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Hey, Mindy! Whoa, what's all this on your dining room table?
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. I'm just setting out some lunch.
Oh, had I known, I would have brought a kale salad.
Oh, no, that's okay, Guy Raz. Frogs don't eat kale salad.
Frogs?
Yeah, frogs prefer eating flies and worms, so I put out a big bowl of them right here. And I made a beautiful plate of mice and fish for the badgers.
Badgers?
But I did have trouble finding roast zebra for the lions.
Lions? You're gonna have frogs, badgers, and lions in your house?
Oh, yeah. Plus some flamingos, buffalo, spiders, oh, and wolverines. And I can't have my guests eating each other. That would be a terrible time. So I made them an all-you-can-eat buffet.
You're a great hostess, Mindy.
Thanks, Guy Raz. Oh, here they come now.
Ah!
Welcome, everybody! Come on in and grab some grub! Can I get you some tree bark, Guy Raz? The porcupines are loving it.
Maybe later, because right now we need to get the show started.
Oh, right, bake the beans!
Tartar the tuna!
And get ready to chow down in 3, 2, 1!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after scratching all the itches,
it's 2 Whats and a Wow!
Wowzers, it's time for another tasty round of 2 Whats and a Wow.
2 Whats and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category for today is animal eating habits. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it, Guy Raz. Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 scientific statements about animal eating habits. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other 2, just a couple of made up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about animal eating habits is the one true scientific wow? Is it A, some beetles drink the tears of sleeping birds?
Or is it B, African land snails like to eat human shoes?
Or is it C, a Burmese python literally burst after trying to eat an alligator?
When you think you know, make a sandwich and write the answer in mustard.
We're gonna take a quick break to give you a chance to think. And when we come back, we'll reveal whether your wow is the winning wow.
2 Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, Wowzers, it's time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about animal eating habits and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, some beetles drink the tears of sleeping birds?
Or was it B, African land snails like to eat people's shoes?
Or was it C, a Burmese python literally burst after trying to eat an alligator?
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Miles from Ohio. Miles, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My wow in the world is that a Burmese python once exploded after it tried eating an alligator.
Winner, winner, alligators for dinner!
If you guessed C, that a Burmese python literally burst after trying to eat an alligator, congratulations! You found the winning wow!
A Burmese python in Florida was found burst open after trying to eat a 6-foot-long alligator. Sounds like that snake bit off more than it could chew.
Now, if you guessed A, you weren't too far off. Beetles do not drink bird tears, but some moths do, and they're not the only ones. Bees have been seen drinking turtle tears, and butterflies have been known to drink crocodile tears.
And if you guessed B, African land snails do not eat shoes, but they do eat houses. These enormous snails like to eat the outdoor stucco wall siding off of houses. Stucco is full of calcium, which is great for maintaining a healthy shell. Now, Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants today will receive their very own invisible goat?
That's right. Your very own invisible goat will eat just about anything. Pizza, banana peels, you're on Geraldine's sweatpants.
Mindy, are people really going to want a goat to eat their sweatpants?
I mean, it's better than having to eat sweatpants yourself.
Well, congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. That's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation What's for Lunch.
As you probably know by now, animals eat all kinds of different things. We challenge you to take a look at the animals that live near you.
And notice what they like to eat. How does the diet of the squirrels in your local park compare with, say, your neighbor's iguana?
You can even write them down and make a menu for a cat or a goldfish.
And don't forget to take a photo or video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Well, that's just about all the time we have for today. But until next time, keep on wowing! Hey, Prime members, you can listen to WOW in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Two What's in a Wow is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers are Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Sound production and design is by Alishaba Itoop and Marian Lozano, with help from our senior producer, Jed Anderson.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Henry Moskal, Jessica Bodie, Jacob Stein, and Jason Rabinowitz.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And to keep the what's and the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can find our 2 What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook, interactive Kahoot games, and info on becoming a member of the World Organization of Wowzers.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 2 What's and a Wow, and our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of 2 What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening and playing along. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.